A federal jury on Wednesday in Kansas brought an end to the trial that rocked the Somali community in Garden City, Kansas. Three men convicted of plotting to bomb an apartment complex where Somali immigrants lived and worked is a thriving center for the Somali community there. We've been following this case closely, and now with a verdict, we turn to Ifra Ahmed. She's a refugee from Somalia and a leader in the Somali community in Garden City. Ifra, welcome to The Takeaway.
It's my pleasure.
Ifra, what was your reaction when you heard news of this verdict yesterday?
Very pleased, very, very pleased indeed. We had some doubts of what would be coming out. You never know what the final say it's going to be, but we also had faith at the same time. And the faith is that we knew at the end of the day, regardless of what happens, what is right is going to come out and justice is going to be served. And now people can finally move on.
Now, what happened when you relayed this news to some of the older members of the community or people who weren't necessarily on social media watching for the verdict?
It was very relieving because a lot of people, especially the elders, were very concerned about this matter. They were very pleased to hear because not so long ago, about last week, we had a council meeting and we talked about it and we had decided to just pray on it and see what happens next. Now, well, I received a call and I was told that the verdict came out and they have been charged. For me to call them and tell them that, yes, justice has been served, that kind of puts everybody's mind at ease.
Well, I mean, a lot of attention has been heaped on your community for all the wrong reasons for these last many months. What was the experience of this trial like for the community that you help lead with investigators, with police, with the media and all of the attention that's been focused on Garden City?
It is. It's been an intense moment. And I'm just glad that we have overcome that period of time. And it made us stronger as a community, not only the Somali community or the refugee community, but Garden City in general as a community. It enabled us to come together and work together to come through this process.
What was the relationship like with the police during this time?
Impeccable. The police have come a long way to help us a long way. They were there for support in case of anything, if we needed anything, if we had concerns, if we had questions, we were able to go to them and they would answer it for us. And you don't always find that everywhere. They didn't see us as just people that were just staying there for a temporary time or what people had thought at that time, but they seen us as a community, as a part of the community, and they were there during the crisis. If we had questions, the chief of police would meet with the elders monthly, regularly. He would ask if we had concerns, if what was going on, if we had any problems. And how often do you see that, that where the chief of police is communicating with the community elders and asking them what's going on, if they need this and that? So it was kind of, we all came together as a community, we including the police, the elders, the rest of the people in Garden City.
Still, there must have been a sense of dread that this plot was hatched in the first place. Ifra, can you take me back to several months ago when you and others first heard that these three men had been caught plotting to bomb your community and kill a lot of people?
Oh, of course, they have been a dread. It was very shocking and unexpected because when refugees come to the U.S., all they're trying to do is reestablish another life. It's resettlement and make an honest living, go to work, do their best. Now, when you hear that you became a target, that is just, it's extremely terrifying knowing that, okay, now that this is my new home, I might have to leave again. I came here to build a new home, and now I'm not sure if I can even stay here.
I mean, did it make you question why you came to America in the first place? Surely to leave your home in Somalia, there must have been very good reasons to leave. You come to a new place with opportunity and wind up facing potential violence here.
And it was extremely stressful and scary, the thought of having to start all over again. Because to us, this is home. It was our new home. It's what we called home now, and we lived here. And now we had to find somewhere else. We have to go somewhere else. We have to go and find another home.
I mean, how far along did those conversations get in the community? Were people making plans to leave or talking about where they might go?
They were. a lot of people were making plans to leave, and people were, well, when that happened, a lot of people's children didn't go to school the next day. So every person was contemplating how are we leaving, where are we going to go next, what's our next step. Now, thankfully, that didn't happen. Right away, the police department got involved. They had a meeting with all the community, and they explained what was going on. And a lot of times what people need is to be shown that they care. If you show people that we care about you, people will stay.
And now that the verdict has come back from the jury and the verdict is guilty, these three men going to prison, presumably, do people who were talking about leaving, do they feel more comfortable staying now?
Right now, people are trying to move on from what happened because it is kind of a trigger to be constantly be reminded of. Now, with the verdict happening, it enables people to move on. Justice has been served. We can move on from this. There is no that what if chance.
Now, Ifra, what about you? You're a leader in that community. Has the whole experience changed how you see your role?
It showed me that no matter what happens, we can come together as a community. We can overcome all the obstacles. And I believe it also helped me grow as a person. It helped me grow as a leader. And also it made me realize how much love there is in a small town and how kind people can be and how people can come together in the midst of crisis.
Ifra, we're very glad that everyone in your community is all right and that your community was able to come together in a very difficult time. So thank you for joining us.
Thank you.
Ifra Ahmed is a leader in the Somali community in Garden City, Kansas.
I'm David Remnick, host of the New Yorker Radio Hour. There's nothing like finding a story you can really sink into that lets you tune out the noise and focus on what matters. In print or here on the podcast, The New Yorker brings you thoughtfulness and depth and even humor that you can't find anywhere else. So please join me every week for The New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.